The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings from a fall season that's getting colder. And we're here hopefully to warm our hearts and cool the fever of our greed and hatred and delusion. So one of the primary reference points, teachings, purposes of the Buddha's teaching is to understand and to end our suffering. And closely connected to this idea of bringing suffering to an end is to bring harming to an end, to live in a non-harming way, and to practice non-harming. The Eightfold Path is a path of practicing non-harming. And it's both not harming others, but also not harming ourselves. And in particular, when we get to the meditation part of the Eightfold Path, this is really about, if you really understand that what we're practicing here is non-harming to ourselves, it gives a different reference point for understanding what we're doing as we meditate. That we don't want to meditate in a way that harms us. So to all kinds of ways we can get harmed, maybe mildly compared to what goes on in the world, but still significant ways that need to be somehow ironed out, released, so that we can really experience the delight and the joy of harmlessness and the absence of suffering. So we'll do this meditation today, and maybe we can keep that as a reference, that everything we try to do in meditation, there's the orientation not to add harm, intentional harm, not to. So we want to be careful with how we use our minds, what we think, what we intend, what we trying to do and accomplish as we meditate, not to be greedy for meditation, for states of mind and trying to attain something in a way that's harmful, with expectations and demands and comparing ourselves with better states or with other people who certainly are further along or whatever it might be. We also want to try to avoid having awareness be mixed up with aversion, with ill will, with pushing away or being angry or spiteful or upset in any kind of way. And then the absence of delusion, to be free of the confusion that our projections, our assumptions, our interpretations add to the field of our experience. And so both all these things of this absence of harm is pointing to a kind of radical simplicity, a simplicity of awareness of being present that is not trying to do too much, but just enough to develop steadiness, presence, attention here and now, without that attention, without the mindfulness, in any way being yoked to, being harnessed to, ways in which our mind is motivated by harm. Even the subtlest little form of it, holding on to something, wanting something. So to sit and experience, no matter what arises in our mind, and all kinds of things can arise, we're not necessarily responsible for what our thoughts and feelings, emotions might be, but to not pick it up, to meet everything with kindness or openness or simplicity that maybe goes along with the expression, not this, Not this will I get involved in. Not this will I pick up. No, thank you. Without aversion or hostility to what comes up, just a simple no, thank you. Not this. So sitting in a meditation posture that will allow you, maybe, to wake up a kind of attention, a kind of presence, embodied presence, embodied attention. And for people sitting upright in a chair or in a cushion, it's often beneficial to sit a little bit straighter than you normally would, in such a way that maybe your chest doesn't get puffed up, but is lifted up or opened up. And sometimes that brings the shoulders back a little bit. And to gently close your eyes. And to take some moments here to scan through your body, to see where the obvious places might be that you can relax. And there's a way, a subtle, very subtle way, and nothing to be blamed for, be upset about, subtle way in which tension is a kind of self-harm. And to be able to feel our way deeply into the body, to feel where the holding is, the tension is, and to relax it. You might relax the forehead as you exhale. Relaxing around the eyes. Softening. Softening around the cheeks and the jaw. As if the muscles of the face can fall away from the skull as you exhale. They don't have to, muscles, the face doesn't have to be held close to the bone. And then to soften the shoulders, releasing the shoulders. So the arms, the weight of the arms, allows a gentle pull of gravity to support letting go of tension in the shoulders, the shoulder joint. Softening in the chest and the area around the heart. As you exhale, let the rib cage and really release, settle. And softening in the belly. Relaxing down the arms and into the hands and fingers. And relaxing the thighs and the knees and all the way down to your feet. And to soften and relax also in the area of your brain, the mind, softening the mental activity of thinking and wanting and not wanting. The mental activity of pulling back or being tense mentally. Maybe as you exhale, imagining that the waves of the mind, like the waves of the sea, quiet down, get still. And the mind moves to being calm and spacious, broad, quiet, still surface of water. As you exhale, letting the mind become quieter. And perhaps you now can find within you maybe a feeling, maybe a understanding, maybe an inspiration, intuition of being harmless. The radical simplicity, without the need to do good, without the need to do anything different except resting in the simplicity of being harmless with a gentle no thank you, not this, for any little movement or big that's associated with harm or wanting to harm or causing harm. And that no thank you is a harmless attitude towards what causes harm. And then with this radical simplicity, become aware of your breathing. And the experiment is to explore how to be aware of your breathing. So it's a harmless awareness. The Buddha said that bees do not harm the flowers that they visit. So let your awareness settle on the flowering of your breathing. Lightly, as light as a weight of a bee, maybe, or and just hover or rest on your breathing, and experiment and explore how the simplicity of awareness can feel like a harmless way of being with your breathing. And when the mind wanders off, how do you begin again with your breathing without any disappointment or berating oneself or annoyance? Just simple attention. Landing again on your breathing, being harmless to yourself with every movement, every attention to breathing in and breathing out. to notice any subtle way in which you get involved with thoughts that come up, feelings, emotions, attitudes that arise. And if those attitudes or thoughts are harmful, then you might say, no, thank you. Not this. Not this in the sense of, you're not going to pick this up, get involved with this. So that just being aware is enough. And if it is simplicity of awareness, you could instead say, this also. And they're the same thing. This also I'll hold without picking up, being involved in. And or not this will cause me to leave the simplicity of awareness of what is. So that we find harmlessness in the very nature of awareness. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to live a Dharma life is the same as to live a harmless life without any intentional ways of causing harm to anyone, self or others. And to have a dedication to being harmless, to consider how to avoid harming in our speech, our actions, and in our minds. This is a wonderful aspiration to have at the end of every sitting, so that we go forth into the world with a deeper reference point for what it might mean to live a harmless life. That meditation teaches us a degree of peace, well-being, freedom, that we become disinclined to get involved with the agitation, the pain of that comes with causing harm. And may it be that as we come out of this meditation, that we dedicate this 30 minutes for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May it be on this day that we contribute to more people feeling safe, more people feeling a refuge of safety and well-being, at least what we can provide. And may it be that in our dedication to living harmlessly, that our goodwill and our generosity can flow more freely. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free.